Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, April 16th, 2012. We're going to begin this meeting today, as with all meetings, with the invocation led by Commissioner Senegal, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Alford. If you'll rise, please.
Please bow your head. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you. I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the sunshine. All the blessings that you poured on us last night. Take this opportunity. Pray for the employees of Jefferson County. I pray for those that are listening to my power. Ask these blessings, please.
Say pledge in unison. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin the agenda with items under purchasing today. Item A is to approve specifications for the sale of undeveloped land in Jefferson County north of Nederland city limits. Item B is to approve specifications for Jefferson County Courthouse Interior Masonry Restoration Phase 4. Item C is to approve specifications for the Jefferson County Road Improvements on Avenue H. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of term contract for legal notices for Jefferson County with the Beaumont Enterprise for the period April 26, 2012 to April 25, 2013. Item E is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal of a term contract for legal notices with the Port Arthur News for that same time period. Item F is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract with the Lamar Companies for billboards for emergency management. Contract is for $2,500 per month, and that's for a five-month contract during the hurricane season, paid for by LAPC and grant funds. Item G is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A1 to be auctioned by Horns Auction Company, Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, May 5th, 2012 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on any of those items?
Hurricane season. The LAPC funds are what funds?
Commissioner, as in the email I sent y'all, the LEPC is our local emergency planning committee, and as part of this campaign, we also utilize the billboards to be able to put out messages about the 811 call before you dig, sheltering in place, things like this to let the citizens be prepared.
We want to make sure that you got a chance to see it over so it
yes,
can
sir.
Be over to television.
I appreciate that very much.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously under County Commissioners. Item A can be tabled. Item B is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, the City of Nederland, and the City of Port Neches regarding construction of Avenue H. Item C is to receive and file an executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County and Jefferson County DD 7, Drainage District 7. Item D is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a certificate of substantial completion for the Jefferson County Courthouse Phase 3 masonry and window restoration. Item E is to receive and file executed certificate of substantial completion for the Jefferson County Courthouse Phase 3 masonry and window restoration. Item F is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to set a bond, and that'll be in the amount of $125,000, and execute an order for the bond for the treasurer of Emergency Services District Number 1 pursuant to the Health and Safety Code Section 775.037. Item G is to receive and file that bond. Item H is to consider and possibly authorize the county judge to execute a certificate for the City of Houston Higher Education Finance Corporation Education Revenue Bonds for Cosmos Foundation, Inc., Series 2012A. Item I is to receive and file that certificate for the City of Houston Higher Education Finance Corporation Bonds. By addendum, item J is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute seismic permits for OMG Land Company and its agent, Cimarex Energy Company, to conduct seismic testing on lots owned by Jefferson County, and that actually should be lots partially owned by Jefferson County and held in trust for all of the taxing entities. Item K is to receive and file executed seismic permits for OMG Land Company for that seismic testing. Item L is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute a pipeline right-of-way and easement agreement between Jefferson County and Seadrift Pipeline Corporation. And item M is to receive and file that pipeline right-of-way and easement agreement. Do I have a motion on those items under County Commissioner?
I'll make the motion.
Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those?
I do have a question I want to make sure we get on the record. And that is in reference to F, is concerning the punch list. And I don't know who to address it to, but I assume that maybe you, Commissioner Arnold, and the ones from engineer, I'm sorry, Ms. Ryan is here. That punch list for the substantial completion of this project, did that come from the original contract?
The, yes, it did.
Come from the original contract. And was it?
Well, it came from the, let me say this, the punch list came from what the original contract specified, plus any and all changes that were made during the period of the contract. In other words, with LaBiche Architecture and Bailey Architecture riding herd over the contractors on a as completed basis, and then anything and everything that was still pending is still, you know, there's still a few things left with the front doors that haven't been completed yet.
But everything was completed to satisfactory?
Yes.
From, okay.
Yes.
And who checked it from us, from the county?
David Knight was assigned to that. I also participated in several of the activities myself.
And the architect.
Bailey Architect was our manager, consultant, and also the official person our organization given responsibility for quality assurance.
Okay. I just want to make sure we had that on the record. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anything further on any of those items under County Commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And moving on to County Airport, item A is considering possibly approving adopting the Jack Brooks Regional Airport Real Estate Broker Compensation Policy. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And then under County Auditor, item A is to receive and file the Passenger Facility Charge Audit Guide for public agencies for the year ended September 30th, 2011. Item B is to receive and file a single audit for Jefferson County, Texas for the fiscal year ended September 30th, 2011. Item C is to receive and file SMG Operations Ford Park audited financial statements for the period ended September 30th, 2011. Item D is to receive and file the SAS 114 letter from Patillo Brown and Hill LLP for SMG operations for Ford Park for the fiscal year ended September 30, 2011. Item E is to receive and file a revised intergovernmental agreement between Jefferson County and the City of Beaumont for the 2008 Port Security Grant Program, because our auditor acts as a fiduciary agent for the distribution of those funds to the various governmental entities. Item F is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 1 for the purchase of a track gate and operator in the amount of $7,000. Item G is a budget transfer for Road and Bridge 2 in the amount of $9,575 for cement, concrete, and asphalt oil. H is to consider an approved budget amendment for Mid-County Maintenance for re-leveling of the Justice of the Peace Precinct 4 building in the amount of $6,000. Item I is to consider and approve out-of-state travel for Judge Larry Thorne to attend the National Conference of Juvenile and Family Court Judges in Las Vegas, Nevada. Funds are available in the budget with reimbursement anticipated from the Judiciary Association. Item J is regular county bills, check numbers 365610 through 365914. Do I have a motion on those items under County Auditor?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And finally, under County Treasurer, Item A is considering possibly authorize the county treasurer to execute a release of excess collateral with the Bank of New York Mellon Trust Company for the funds of Jefferson County, Texas. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion?
Is this a one-time, or is it, will they be contacting the court members to get the okay on it? Or do we, have we changed some things along those policies?
Normally what happens under public funds depositories, I think they have to keep 105% of collateral for every dollar, a dollar five for every dollar that we have invested with them. And whenever our amounts fall below a certain amount, we can have the opportunity to release their collateral that they've got in safekeeping. It just affects their liquidity. I think as long as we have money with them, they're always gonna have it collateralized by at least 105%.
Okay.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Ayes have it unanimously. Does any member of the court have anything they wish to bring to the attention of the public? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here today.